Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Thomas Watson sitting in here at the historic Clay County Courthouse right here in the middle of downtown Salina and welcoming you in once again to the Clay County Corner here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, coming to you as we do every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, live and in living color here in the little corner room. We've got the fireplaces going this morning. Look like we're in for a couple, 3 days of summer again after all of the blustering snowstorms and all that stuff we had. Look like it's going to give us a couple of warm days, so looking forward to that. Maybe get out and get some chores done around the house. But right now, we'd like to invite everyone in to sit here with us and join us in our conversation with the folks we got coming up here in a few minutes. I know we've got Mr. Randall Kimes in with another group of his youngsters that have been down to the state pig contest. And they've got some avenues I think they're going to wander off on away from the pig contest a little bit this morning with us. But first off this morning, we'd like to remind everyone that this is basketball tournament time here in Clay County and our surrounding area here. We've got a couple of classifications involved. The one we're interested in is the Class A, which includes the five schools and District 7A, and of course two of those teams have already been eliminated in play-in games on Tuesday night. Both the teams from Monterey were eliminated. The girls team was eliminated by our own Clay County girls, and the boys team was eliminated by Pickett County. That's already started, but we do a little quick rundown on what's going on with our district tournament and what's coming up tonight. The first round of the girls' tournament is taking place. We have our Clay County girls playing the Pickett County girls at 6 o'clock tonight. And then that game will be followed by another game at, I guess, about 7:30. But we want to get out and watch our Clay County girls tonight. Golly, I've just been invited. We got a whole bunch of people just came in. We've got some folks that were, some of the girls that were honored with regular season awards, and we'd like to mention them. Jada Kerr was named to the first team all-conference team in the girls, and Caitlin McLean to the second team, and Bethany Sherrill to the third team. And then we had co-freshman of the year players from Salina, which is looking good for the future, and that's Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong. And so we'd like to give a shout-out to those folks and their awards that they have received up to this point. And then on Friday and Tuesday of next week, the boys' tournament will be in full swing. I know Friday night, the Clay County boys play Pickett County. Clay County was the regular season champion in the conference play this year with a record of 7-1. And for that season, Coach Rob Edwards was named Coach of the Year, and Tyreek Key was once again named MVP of the conference. And also, like to mention that Tyreek is also nominated for Mr. Basketball in Class A in Tennessee. That involves three players that are nominated each year, and then they are chosen and announced at the state tournament. And it's an honor, a tremendous honor, to be even nominated, and it will be a much greater honor if Tyreek can bring that award home with him from the state tournament. But then regular season awards for the boys, besides Tyreek being named MVP, Wyatt Mabry was named to the first team, John Wayne Browning to the third team, and we had a couple of freshmen on the freshman team, Gavin Silk and Heath Kimes. And Clay Copas was named to the all-defensive team. So that's a little bit of a rundown on what's going on in our basketball. And like I said, remind everyone that our girls are playing tonight at 6 o'clock, at Livingston Academy, and the boys will play Friday night at 6 o'clock. We kind of stretch our tournament out once it starts. We play girls one night and boys the next night. But, of course, we'd like to, you know, get all of our folks here in Clay County out and support our teams during district tournament, and hopefully we'll come out of them in good shape and move on to the region tournament, and maybe we can get both of our teams out of the region tournament. But I guess right now we need to take a little short break, get a word from our sponsors in here. And then we'll be back with Mr. Randall Kimes. He brought in a whole bunch of young'uns with him this morning, and I think they've got a lot of stuff they want to fill us in on. So we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Everyone, I've got a couple of young men sitting here with me, and they say they're not nervous. I know Garrett Franklin, he's been with us before, and we've got Eli Rich here. We'll get them just in a second. I want to remind everyone that our birthday and anniversary club, sponsored by the Salina Grill and Chill Dairy Queen, and the number to call to get your name on that list is 243-5574. And also, you can send an email to this big, long email address. It's courthouse@info-ed.com. And we will get that message on our email account here at the courthouse. But remind everyone to call. And when you call the number, you'll get an answering machine. And you need to speak slowly, clearly, and so we can understand. And you can't ask that thing any questions. You just have to do it. And then, of course, leave a phone number where that you can be reached in case we can't hear you, and we will try to do a backup call to you and find out the information. But we'll be giving that cake away toward the end of the program. But right now, we've got two young men here that look like they're ready to talk about the hog contest. Garrett, tell us about yourself this year. What have you done?
My name's Garrett Franklin. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a sophomore at Clay County High School. And I've been showing pigs since the fourth grade.
Same pig?
No, we get different pigs every year.
Okay. Did your pig have a name this year?
Yeah, I always try to name them.
Well, what was it?
I had one of them was a cross between a Hampshire and a Yorkshire, and she was what they call a blue butt, and I called her a bluebell.
Okay, and you had another one?
I had four pigs, and I had a bigger blue butt bear, and I called him Bugs. And I had a smaller calico gilt, which is spotted. She was an exotic pig. She was just mixed up between all kinds of different breeds, and I called her Callie because they call that a calico.
Okay, now, about the pigs, I know we have heard for years that pig is the dumbest animal of all the animals around. It can't be taught and trained. Now, is that fact?
I don't think it is at all. I think they're one of the smartest animals. They pick up really fast on how we want them to act and behave when we're showing them. And part of that probably is because we work with them so much, but they do learn, and they learn to drink out of the water barrels, and I think they're very smart.
Okay, now, I know I've seen some videos. It's been years and years since I saw one of these, but I think the only so-called weapon you have is just a little bitty stick that you kind of nudge them with.
Yeah, it's a little stick that I think they mostly use them with horses in rodeos, but we use them to just tap them on their jaws, and they'll learn to go which way that we're telling them to.
Okay, now, what about vocal commands? Does the pig understand vocal commands?
No, I don't think they're that smart.
But they do respond to you and your actions, and you're judged on that, aren't you?
Yeah, in the showmanship contest, it's on how good the exhibitor can show their pig off to the judge and how well the pig behaves with them.
And the appearance of the pig?
The appearance of the pig on how good the pig is in the normal part of the contest where they'll weigh all the pigs and place them in classes by weight, normally about 10 pounds. And they'll pick, they'll place you first through 10th out of however many pigs are in that class.
And so your job actually is the showmanship part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you need to make sure that you're a good showman so that when you're in the ring, you can show your pig off when it's being judged so that it does the best that it can.
Okay, and you had four?
I had four pigs, and I had one of them was first in class, and she went on to be a reserve champion in that weight division.
Okay, now what exactly is a reserve champion?
Once they go through all the classes in that division, they'll bring back the first place and the second place, and they'll pick the first and second out of all those, and the first out of all the first is the grand champion, and they'll bring back the second place from that class to put in with all the other firsts, and the next one they pick will be the reserve champion.
Okay, so that's kind of a second place overall.
Well, yeah, once they get through all the divisions, they'll bring back all the grands and reserves to pick the grand and reserve overall out of all the divisions.
And looked like it said one of your pigs was the reserve division champion, and then the senior level one premier exhibitor.
Yes, I was the senior level one premier exhibitor. Everything you do is worth a certain amount of points. And within your age level, senior level one is 9th and 10th grade, and I had the most points out of that. And I was also the first place in the skill-a-thon competition.
Well, what did you earn for all this?
I got some nice plaques and ribbons, but for the premier exhibitor, I got a $500 scholarship for UT Knoxville.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But then make parents happy when you get a little bit of money to go
yeah.
towards your education. Now we've jumped on that. What are you planning to do?
I want to be a veterinarian. That's what I've always said, and that's what I'm sticking with. And through this, I've won three $500 scholarships in the past year, so it's not a lot each time, but it's starting to add up.
That'll probably pay for the first hour and a half, won't it?
Yeah.
Veterinarians, I know, of course, we had the same veterinarian here for a number of years, and I'm sure we've got someone that's serving here now. Do you plan on trying to remain at Clay County, or you want to branch out and go somewhere else?
Yeah, I would love to get my degree and come back and work in Clay County.
You like it here, huh?
Yeah.
But right now you are a sophomore.
Uh-huh.
And, now, let's talk about preparation for that. In high school right now, are there certain areas that you're concentrating on to prepare yourself for this next level?
Yeah, I'm an agriculture program of study. And I'm also heavily involved in FFA. I'm the reporter of the Clay County FFA chapter, and I'm also the reporter of the Clay County FBLA chapter, the Future Business Leaders of America. So I do a lot of stuff with those other two clubs that help prepare me to go on to be a veterinarian after high school.
Okay, science classes.
you can take some that are electives, but I have my required ones. I'm in biology right now, and last year I had physical science. And as a junior, I'll take chemistry. And there are some that I can take as electives that I've took a few, but mainly take what is required. And then for my electives, I try to take an agriculture class.
So, you know, of course, if you get the basics down, you'll be okay, won't you?
Hopefully, yeah.
And I know you mentioned the future business leaders. You know, of course, a lot of folks don't realize the amount of bookkeeping, record keeping that's involved in veterinary. You know, we think, you know, they're just animals,
yeah.
But those animals have medical histories, don't
yeah.
they?
The animal can't tell you what's wrong with it, and you have to be able to figure out what's wrong with it, and it's good to keep records of what's been wrong with it before so that you can go back and look on that and see if it could be that again or something caused by what it's already had.
All right. Gary, let's give you a little break for a second, and let's talk to Eli a minute here. Right after we take a little short break and work in a commercial message, Eli, are you warmed up and about ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll get back to you just in a second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Good morning. I'm back again. I just caught Eli right in the middle of a yawn when he looked over at me. Eli Rich, who's sitting here with us this morning. Eli, introduce yourself and tell us about what's going on with you and the 4-H pig hog contest and stuff's going on.
Well, my name is Eli Rich. I live in Moss, Tennessee. I enjoy being in 4-H, and it is just a lot of fun.
Okay. Do you live on a farm, Eli?
Yes, I do.
And who are your parents, Eli?
Carla Rich and Riss Rich.
Okay, and what all you do on your farm?
Well, we do lots of things. We have some sheep, we have some goats, and some cows. We love taking care of our animals, and we enjoy it.
Do you have a real active part in the farm?
Yeah, I take care of the animals at the barn, but not in the field so much.
Okay, so you're right now, what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. And let's see, I've got some things down here. It says that you placed first in the skill-a-thon. And, is there an age bracket for each age or a group together? Or how's that set up, Eli?
Well, you have our level that was a junior and fifth and sixth grade, and
okay, so you're not competing, say, like against Garrett, who is an old timer in this thing, are
no.
you? So you are. It's kind of a level field for you guys that are just basically more beginners than you are seasoned veterans like he is and like Corey is. You don't get thrown into them right off the bat, then, do you?
No.
Okay, and you, of course, as we said, the skill-a-thon takes a lot of practice, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It takes lots of practice.
And how many pigs did you have down there?
I had two pigs this year.
And but did your I guess since you are just a beginner in this thing, it's a learning process for you guys when you first start, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
What did you learn this year that you think is going to help you next year? The one thing maybe that sticks out in your mind that's going to help you next year?
You really just practice helps.
Okay. Now, what about the size of the animal? Either you or Garrett, either one. Is there a limit on the size or either big or little?
The pigs have to be 200 pounds to be. You can show them if they're under 200, but they kind of put all the pigs that are under 200 in a class of their own, and then the pigs that are above 200, the points will count for your premier exhibitor. So they need to be at least 200 pounds, and I don't think there's really a limit on to how big they'll be, but most of the time they're not. The biggest ones are around 300.
Okay, so your pigs, Eli. What? How big were your pigs? Let's tell us about your pigs a little bit.
Well, I had one that was a dark black color, and I had a blue butt, a Hampshire and Yorkshire cross, and they weighed about 265 and about 255 pounds.
Okay, putting you on the spot or anything, but just how high up did your animals place in the contest?
Well, they placed fair. I think I've got a eighth award and a fourth state award in my class.
Do you remember how many were in your class?
There was about 13.
About 13. So I know. This is the first time you've been in here with us, and how many years have you been showing? Is this your second year?
Yes, sir, this is my second year.
So, you probably didn't do hardly as well last year, did you?
No, I did not.
So it is a learning process, isn't it? So what about next year? You think maybe you're going to have some grand champions next year, maybe?
Maybe, I hope so.
Okay, now, let's get away from the contest down there just a little bit, and I understand that you're involved in something that's probably interesting to a whole lot of us, and that is something to do with the a contest and maybe a celebration of some type that deals with the curing of country ham.
Oh, yeah, that is fun, too.
Okay, exactly what is this, Eli?
Well, you have 3 days before the contest. You have 3 days, and you go.
Okay, now where are we going, and who else?
To Clifty Farm in Louisville, in Kentucky.
The Clifty Farms folks up in Kentucky. Everybody knows what they do in country hams, don't they?
Yes, sir.
And so what do you do at this?
Well, we go the first day, and we salt them, and we cure them, we salt them, and then we go the next day. Oh, the next day after a little while, and we put them in the smoker, and then a little while later we go back and we put them in our boxes and we ship them to the Kentucky State Fair.
Okay, so you're actually going through the process of curing a country ham, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Which is an age-old tradition here in the South. For folks that don't remember, and I'm sure you guys don't remember, back in the days when we didn't have deep freezes and we didn't have all the way of preserving food that we have today, this was the process that was used, was that you salted a ham down, and I think in some instances you made a meat box out in the smokehouse. And in that meat box you would put ashes and rocks and all kinds of things. And I guess you probably seen where they buried the ham down inside all that stuff and cured it. But, I mean, this is a big national company, isn't it? And so you're actually carrying on an age-old process here in the South. And then those hams are taken to the Kentucky State Fair. Are they judged there?
Yes, sir. They are judged by many different judges.
And what if you win?
Well, if you win, you get point. You can you win that category. You win best ham, and then that counts toward best overall.
And this is, and then of course you would receive some publicity, and would you get to maybe go on television with the ham folks maybe and do a commercial or something like that somewhere along the line maybe?
No, sir.
You haven't done that yet?
No.
Well, is there a chance of that ever happening maybe?
Maybe.
That would be an ultimate goal, wouldn't it?
Yes,
here is Eli and his special country ham. Well, Eli, I know we used to have a lot of folks here in Clay County that actually cured their own country hams. I don't think there are very many of them left, but now, that is, hey, that's great news to hear. I mean, that this tradition is remaining alive and that you're taking part in it. And, guys, it's been a pleasure having you here with us this morning. And, Eli, we're looking forward to seeing you back again next year. And you're getting to be old folks here, aren't you? You just keep coming back. But thanks, guys, for being here with us this morning. And we'll take a little short break. And we'll be back here in a few minutes. We've got some more folks with the 4-H out here. And I'm looking forward to letting them come in and tell us about what they've got going on. Eli, Garrett, it's been a pleasure having you guys here with us this morning.
Thank you.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Used to be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
WVFB FM 101.5 Kix Country. That's our call letters, and we'll remind everyone, 101.5 every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and then this evening we'll have our rebroadcast at 5 o'clock. Once again, we have basketball going on in the area, and there will be a live basketball broadcast tonight at 6 o'clock there, so we'll be coming on 1 hour earlier. I know last week as I was going into the gym down at Clay County to watch the ball game, some guy got out and said, how'd you get down here so fast? I just listened to you on the radio. So But it'll be a 5 o'clock rebroadcast tonight. And also want to remind everyone about 243-5574. That's the number you want to call if you want your name entered into the drawing for the birthday and anniversary cake that is presented every Thursday morning by the Grill and Chill here in Salina. The fine folks out there would like to invite you out at any time during the day from breakfast time till closing time for some outstanding food. Right now we have our list here of folks that are on the Birthday and Anniversary Club for today, and beginning with Derek Allen Ridge, who's celebrating a birthday on the 12th, and also Coretta Denton, one of our retired teachers here in Clay County, celebrated a birthday on the 14th, and Lisa Ann Davis on the 14th. Her family would like to wish her a happy birthday, and also Kenneth Humphrey, celebrating a birthday this past week, and Elizabeth Ogletree from her family celebrated a birthday on the 17th, and then also on the 17th, Francis Donaldson. So we'd like to wish all of those folks a happy birthday, and one of those six folks are going to be the lucky winner of a birthday and anniversary cake from the Salina Grill and Chill, right here in Salina, of course. And they, like I said, invite you out to come out and have breakfast with them. And they do serve an outstanding breakfast out there. So we'll get a drawing for the winner here just in a few minutes. But right now, I've got a couple more young folks with me. I have Grace Ann Rich and Will Dodson here with me this morning. And I guess we can start with Will to begin. He's sitting in the number one chair. And move up close to the microphone, guys, where they can hear you real good. Will, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Will Dodson. I'm a sixth grader at KA. I live in Moss, and I show pigs and shoot trap before it.
Show pigs and shoot trap. So you got, don't get them mixed up now and show trap and shoot pigs now. I mean, you know, that'd be kind of rough, wouldn't it? You got to keep them straight. Okay, it says that you finished third in the state skilled-a-thon contest. That is, once again, it's tremendous. Considering how many folks were you vying against down there to earn this honor?
I don't know, a lot.
Eight people in that class, so you're in the upper half, aren't you?
80.
Ooh, that's a whole big bunch. So that's outstanding, isn't it? Well, is that a step up from the last time you were down there?
Yeah.
So what were you last year?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, last year doesn't matter, does it? But that's great, Will. And because we said earlier, you know, the experience is what counts in these things, isn't it? And how many animals did you have at the show?
Two
animals. And so you, once again, this is judged on what you and the animal does, isn't it? And your animals, you raise them from, well, piglets, don't you? You guys start with them when they're... How big are these pigs when you start with them?
About 150 pounds.
So they're not really piglets when you get them, are they?
No.
But then you have to work with them. How many hours a week do you think maybe you spent working with your animals?
Three or four.
So that it is quite a bit of commitment, isn't it, with all the other things you got going on? And, okay, now, that's a good lead-in for me to get into. What other things have you got going on that you want to tell us about?
Trap. We practice every week.
Okay, now, trap, what are we talking about here? Well, you got to explain all these things to people. They don't know all these things.
There's a house, and there's a clay pigeon thrower in it, and it, whenever you push a button, it sends a clay pigeon out, and there are different stations to stand at to shoot at them.
Okay, so someone holler, you know, turn her loose.
Yeah, pull.
And it flies across in front of you.
Yeah.
And you've got to shoot it in the air.
Yeah.
And so this is something that the 4-H Club, Mr. Kimes, I believe, is now getting involved in quite a bit. Is this the first trap shooting team we've had, or the first one we've ever had? And how many members are on the team, Will?
There's about 10 or 15.
About 10 or 15 members. And how much practice time do you put into that?
We practice about an hour and a half each week.
An hour and a half each week. Where do you practice at? Is there a particular place you go to, or just anywhere at home? Or
Brimstone.
Okay, so you've got a place set up there to practice. This is with the shotgun, isn't it?
Yes.
You're kind of small to be shooting. What size shotgun do you shoot?
A 12K.
That's one of them kind of kicks pretty hard, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You ever have any bruises on your shoulder?
No.
You got a big pad, huh?
With pads in.
Okay, in that period of time, about how many shots would you estimate that you might take on a given day? Do you ever?
About 50.
About 50 shots.
On a regular practice day, but on competition, you shoot 100.
You shoot 100 shots on competition. Okay, what's your best score on that? That's 100 birds being thrown out in front of you, isn't it? Okay, what's your best score out of that 100?
I think around 80.
That's pretty good, isn't it? That'd bring home a whole bunch of quail, wouldn't it, if you was out quail hunting? And who else, a couple of guys that are on the team with you, are you the top shooter, or are there some better than you, or?
Zach Grace is probably one of the best shooters on the team.
Okay. Of course, I asked you a moment ago if you knew our shooting celebrity, and you said you had met Wendell, who is a world champion in station shooting, which is totally different from what you do. And we'll throw something out for Wendell here. I think he just won a contest down in Florida where they threw out 200 of these random birds, and I think he said he scored 198 out of 200. And I believe once upon a time he told me that he had hit 300 in a row of those things. That's kind of hard to imagine, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's something to shoot for, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you like that? Something to shoot for.
Yeah.
Okay, Will, and this is a 4-H contest, isn't it?
Well, there's two different things that we do. We do scholastic and 4-H.
Okay, and the scholastic would be against other schools. So we do have a trap shooting team.
But our Clay County team competes against other county teams.
And they range from your age, which is sixth grade, through high school, all on the same team.
It's fourth grade through a high school.
And all on the same team. Hey, that's a pretty wide range, isn't it? And pretty tough competing against these older. But now, do you compete against people your own age, or are you just thrown in there and drawn out and you shoot? Well, you're actually competing against yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, in 4-H and scholastic, you're competing against people your age.
And it, like I said, it is a competition against yourself. It's kind of like playing golf, isn't it? Your score is what counts, not what the other guy is, and you actually don't have to worry about what he does. You just got to worry about what you do, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's shift over for a second, and let's talk to your neighbors. And we will, I guess this will be, before we get to Grace Ann, let's take a little short break and see if we can earn some money for our station here. We do have to pay for our time, and of course the Clay Chamber and the 3-Star program takes care of a lot of that, but we do have quite a few local sponsors that buy some time on this air and make all this possible. And so, you know, tell your parents to go visit the folks that are registered sponsors for our show here, okay? All right, so let's take a little short break and work in a commercial here and be back with you guys just in a second.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The senior care unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritis.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back, and Grace Ann is ready to go. She's got a big smile on her face, and she has got just all kinds of information here. Of course, we're starting off each one with their placement in the recent hog contest. That was held in Murfreesboro, I believe, and we did. Did we have to rent a truck to haul all the trophies home in, or did we? we did well again, didn't we? Did very well, and you guys are to be complimented on the fact that you know, year after year you're going down there and letting them know where Clay County is at. But Grace Ann, it says that you place fourth in your division in the regional skill-a-thon. Is that an improvement from the last time, I'm assuming?
It is.
And tell us, Grace Ann, your name, where you're from. Maybe you want to tell us your parents' names.
Well, my name's Grace Ann Rich. I am a seventh grader. I'm homeschooled. I live in Washington, Tennessee. And my parents are Carla and Rich Rich.
So you and Eli are brother and sister.
Yes, sir.
And well, now have you had to coach him any in all this stuff?
A little bit, but he's a fast learner, so.
Okay, so you're not going to take a whole lot of the credit for what he's accomplished then.
Yes, sir.
So it's hard work on his part.
It is.
And I'll have to say though that. You guys are to totally be complimented for the way you handle sitting here in front of this microphone and talking to folks all over Clay County, and it brings lots of great feelings about the things that are going to happen here in Clay County, doesn't it?
Yes.
And you're going to be a part of it, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, now, Grace Ann, how many animals did you take down to the...
Two.
Took two down there. Well, did you place in the top half in each with those?
I did.
Okay, you did. And okay, now I think I've asked you guys this before, but do you bring the animals back home with you, or do you market them there at the show? Or
you can do either one.
You can bring them home, or you can market them.
Yes, sir.
Which did you do?
We brought ours home.
You brought yours back home.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and can you enter a hog more than once? And is it just a season, one season for each of these animals in the contest, or can they?
Yes, sir.
One season.
So
you've got a year to get that animal ready. Well, not necessarily a year, but whenever you start, the time you start, one time only. So you can't bring back a veteran, huh?
No.
So well, that I guess makes a good even playing ground for you to work with. But Grace Ann, I know we've been talking about. Pigs and hogs, and for a long time here. And of course, Will wandered off a little bit on the trap shooting team that I guess we started last year. And I think you guys did real good last year, didn't you, Will? I think I remember seeing something in the local paper that you were one of the top area teams last year in the trap shooting contest, weren't you?
Yes, we went to nationals last year.
Went to the nationals. And where were the nationals held?
Illinois.
In Illinois. That's a pretty good trip, isn't it? What all did you see? Well, now, see, I'm getting off of Grace Anfer. So what all did you guys get to see while on this trip?
We saw We went to the a worldwide shooting complex in Illinois.
Had a big time.
Yes.
What about, did you get through any tourist thing? Did you not go through St. Louis or anything, did you?
Yes.
Did you see the arch?
Yeah, we went up in it.
All right. I've been, that's a great trip. Isn't that elevator something going up that thing?
Yeah.
Were you a little scared going up?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's get back to Grace Ann real quick. Grace Ann, go ahead. Photography.
Yeah.
Something that you're deeply interested in, I understand.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do you take pictures of?
We take pictures of our hogs.
So you're a specialist in hog photography.
Yes.
Well, now, how do you pose a pig?
You don't.
You don't?
No.
I mean, you can't tell him to smile your own candid camera?
No. Nope.
Well, okay. Is this part of 4-H?
Yes, sir.
And, okay, do you pick a particular field that like you said, you take pictures of your pigs or any? And are there different categories where you could enter?
Yes, sir.
And how have you done in that field of endeavor?
I've done pretty good. I was in a contest one time, and I got fourth place. And then when we were at the hog show, I placed first with my photo entry.
Okay. I know as far as the 4-H part, what about just if random photography? Do you do a lot of that?
Not much.
Not much. Okay. Do you have a special camera you use, or do you just...
I just take whatever I can.
Take whatever you can, spur of the moment. Randall just showed you a note. What did he tell you to say?
He wanted me to talk about my photo display that I made. When you're in 4-H, you can make a photo display and set it up on a state level, a regional level, and a Clay County level. A county level. So I took mine down to the show and set it up down there. And I brought it home and put it in the extension office.
And did you get a lot of good compliments on that?
I did.
Okay. And, you know, how many, you know, like I said, we're taking pictures of pigs. Just exactly what can you do with a picture of a pig?
What I did was I made mine about all the Clay County kids that shows hogs with us. I took a picture of all of us with our pigs and put it on there. And so, fun.
What did, Howard, was there enough room to get all the trophies and things in those pictures?
It was hard.
Well, now, you know, do you have any interest in you know, in photography other than taking pigs? Has it kind of got your desire to maybe be a photographer up a little bit, maybe? Or you think it's just something you're playing with now?
It's just something that I'm kind of playing with. It's just a fun hobby that I like.
It's not a bad hobby, is it, Will? I think your mom does pretty good taking pictures, doesn't she?
Yeah.
has she offered you any, has Will's mom offered you any tips or anything on this?
Well, actually, my sister worked for her for a while she was in high school, and so I'm hoping that I can go and work for her for a little while and learn some stuff from her.
Okay, so maybe, you know, this may be the beginning of something that you might be a professional photographer.
Possibly.
One of these days.
Possibly.
I know I enjoy photography. I enjoy taking pictures, and sometimes, you know, you catch the moment and you get some great pictures. And but you need to set this thing up when we have our you'll set up at the county fair. You gonna set up at the county fair with your photographs this year?
I don't know.
I just saw some heads nodding yes around you, so which means yes, you'll definitely have those pictures down at the Clay County Fair, which comes up here pretty quick, doesn't it, Mr. Kimes? You're just in a short time. We have one of the earliest ones around. And Grace Ann, I know I'm sure you're planning on entering college somewhere or another here in a year or so. What grade are you in now?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. So you've got a long time yet to make some big career decisions, haven't you? A lot more time of just doing things like this for the fun of it, isn't there?
Yes.
And, of course, you're going to continue with the hog contest. What are there any other things in 4-H that you're thinking about maybe you want to get into?
I actually am also on the trap team. I show sheep, and then I show my hogs. So.
Okay, what about the sheep? When was the sheep contest coming up? I hadn't heard the bleating and the carrying on from down below my house yet. When's that coming up?
Well, we'll have our regional show in June, and then our state show will be in July. So we show at different fairs, too.
Okay, to putting you on the spot, what's the best you've ever done with your sheep?
Let's see. I've won quite a few classes with my sheep.
And what breed of sheep do you show?
We show a black face cross.
Okay. Are there different classes for the sheep also, like there are for the pigs, different breeds?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the sheep, I'm sure in the sheep class there are meat animals, and then animals just that for their wool.
Yes.
And do you show, which type are yours?
I show for meat.
For the meat.
Yes,
okay. There's an interesting story that Mr. Kines tell us one of these days about the first sheep he ever sheared, but we'll not get into that right now. I think maybe they had to call in emergency services to patch the animal up when he got through with it, but has he told you all about that?
No, he has not.
Well, okay. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Collins. I didn't mean to bring that up. But, guys, I know it's a lot of extra work for you guys. I know, and let's talk a little bit about you and compare it. Will. Will's a sixth grader. You're a seventh grader. How many hours a week of homework do you are you involved in?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
I know with Will, he said, you know, he practices, say, an hour and a half at this, an hour and a half at that a week. You know, we say, well, you know, that's not a whole lot of time. But normal students spend how many minutes outside the classroom with homework? And I know with your homeschooling, I know yours is all homework.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to take up a lot of your time to be able to do these other things. And,
yes.
And you guys are to be really complimented on the fact that at this young age, you're learning how to allot your time and how to benefit the most from your time. And 4-H is something that's been around, I know for at least since the 1950s, because I was in the 4-H club in the 1950s out in New Hope when there was school out there.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know that was a one-room school at one time?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the... I attended school there up through about 3 years, and we had a one-room school. But it's definitely changed so much more these days. The amount of time involved in schoolwork, the amount of preparation it takes, no matter whether you're a homeschool student or if you're in the classroom with the others. And the great thing about our homeschool students is that 4-H provides you with the social outlet, and I know that is great for you guys, and it's great that trap shooters, photographers, raising pigs, all these things are preparing you to make Clay County a better place, isn't it? How about if all you guys do us the 4-H pledge this morning? Can we do that, guys? Come on over here. Everybody, let's do the 4-H pledge, if you can remember it. Okay, you ready? Come on, move on down a little bit closer here. All right, now let's go. I pledge
my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
What greater way to finish up a great, great radio broadcast today than with that? And with that, we're getting close to being out of time. And, Will, if you'll reach right down here and you'll pick up one of those numbers, you will give someone a chance to go get them a birthday and anniversary cake. Let's see what he's picked up here. At number 5, and number 5 just happens to be Elizabeth Ogletree. And Elizabeth Ogletree, you have won a birthday and anniversary cake from the Salina Grill and Chill. So you will need to go out by the Clay County Chamber sometime later on this afternoon or in the next few days and pick up your certificate. And you can take that certificate down to the Dairy Queen and trade that in and get you a big cake. Maybe if you guys know Elizabeth, she might maybe share a bite of it, you think? Guys, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and once again, this is the Clay County Corner from here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, which was built in the year finished in 1873. Remember that, guys. 1873, and it's still here, and it's still being useful, and it's got you guys in here. And we're broadcasting live here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB-FM. And we'd like to, of course, invite you back again next week, and also remind you that at 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll have a rebroadcast. And right now, we'll may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again, and we'll meet you again at this time next week right here. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.